This program is brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you hear, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
Good afternoon, I'm William English. Welcome to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the internet. The Wavelength website at www.williamenglish.com has an almost complete archive of Wavelength past broadcasts, but there are a few missing episodes. Among the missing are a series of specials recorded live in the summer of 2013 with Resonance FM's then station manager, Chris Weaver. This series was named Wavelength, and one of these Wavelengths featured the legendary tape recordist, lyricist and cartoonist Dennis Greenidge. A cheerful and creative artist, seemingly without any of the self-consciousness that hampers the majority of art, Greenidge is well known to the book and music shops of Notting Hill, selling his artwork of imaginary video game characters sketched in crayon on sheets of A4 paper. He gained a cult following on the net, and a CD compilation of his songs appeared in 2007 called Giant Man, Giant Plan. Dennis Greenidge was a guest on Wavelength on a hot July day, 19th of July 2013 to be exact, accompanied by his carer at the time and a representative from his label who was reluctant to take part but did eventually join in. The show was presumed lost until discovered by Dan Wilson, who'd saved it on his computer. What follows is a repeat of that rare show, thought to be Dennis's only radio interview. Many thanks to Dan Wilson for rescuing this show and for enabling me to present it once again.
Hi there, this is Dennis Greenidge, and he's a 2D character animator in two dimension. He's done, at the present time, 167 cartoon characters. He's just looking for cartoon project work in any software company like Sega, Nintendo, or anyway, and Lucy Longhurst, Cybernet. I always watch that program. I do the cartoon characters, what you see, like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength, a temporary mini-series suggested by Chris Weaver, hence Wavelength, on and around and or even under audio cassette culture. Cassette culture is alive and well and dead in the water. It clings to survival like the 9.5 Cinema Club, perversely, as a defiant refusal to engage with technological progress, a poke in the digital eye by square pegs determined to commit professional or amateur suicide. This week, we are privileged to be joined by legendary outsider artist Dennis Greenidge, or Greenidge, or
Greenidge. Like the cricketer, yeah.
Do we know Greenidge the cricketer?
I'm not into cricket. I know Greenidge the place.
Yeah. They call me Cosmic Dennis now.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody knows me in Manchester. They go wild.
Okay. We're also joined today by an extensive studio audience composed of Baron Mordant of Mordant Records.
Okay.
Wayne, I think.
Hello.
Steve.
Hi.
Someone who I've never seen before, I don't know who it is, but he's here as well. And Nazreem, who has accompanied Dennis, as Nazreem is Dennis's occupational therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Best friend, Nesrine.
From the Priory in
Potter's Bar.
Potter's Bar. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for bringing Dennis along. And, right, Giant Man, Giant Plan, Mordant Music 2007. It's a cassette editing odyssey, an epic journey embarked upon by 57-year-old music and video exchange patron, or as was 57-year-old, Dennis Greenidge. Using only the simplest tape deck to tape deck bouncing techniques, Greenidge has put together an exhaustive catalogue of idiosyncratic sonic marvels with all manner of detritus, exotica and ephemera, stitched together into a backdrop for insane vocal ranting and raving. Welcome, Dennis. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And I'm glad that I made it at the studio as well.
Well, we're all glad you could
make it. Now, I like to say the opportunity arises, and I hope to get you more new releases in the near future. And I've done about 8 more new releases to go on the website this coming year.
Right, okay. And are these, Chris, you might want to jump in?
Okay, well, cool. I was going to start the intense grilling at the beginning, actually, because I've been a fan of the modern release, the Giant Man, Giant Plan, for quite some time.
Oh, how, you mean you want to know how I...
No, I want to know when it, how you began.
How I began?
Yeah.
I took it from animation. I did a flicker. I took a flicker to Wardour Street, and I did a Donald Duck. You know, flicker.
Mm-hmm. Like a flicker book, is
That's right, yeah. And then at Film Garage in Wardour Street.
What's Film Garage?
It's a cartoon place.
Oh, like a post-production house.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, where they do cartoons. And I was doing animation. We had a light box, and in between animation, I did Jason and the Argonauts. But it took me 250 pictures to make Neptune come out from the sea. Because, you know, in those days, they didn't have computer spotting Outlook. And
when was this? When are we talking about? When would this have been?
Oh, this must have been in the, what is it? When was it? When I did animation.
In the 80s.
But in the 80s, right. That's right.
So was it still called Cell Animation? Then,
yeah, Cell, that's right, yeah.
Right.
And I used to use a rotary camera, because it's 24 frames per second for it to move. Yeah. So I had to do 250 pictures to just get Neptune come out from the depths of the sea.
And so did you add music as a sort of as accompaniment to these animations?
Well, how I made the... you want to know how I made Jack the Giant Man Jam Plan? I took it from Glenn Manning, you know, the 60-foot giant, the amazing colossal man, a B-movie, which I've got 350 B-movies, because I like Roger Corman. He's on my website, Roger Corman, and he's the king of the B-movies of Edgar Allan Poe, mm-hmm. and also like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman in sci-fi. Mm-hmm. And I just love those. I've got a collection of... How many? 350 at Potter's Bar now. they could say I could open a video store, but I wouldn't do that because they're collector's commodity. Yeah,
okay. It's sort of the classic age of cinema.
That's right. Yeah, I've always been
kind of wobbly UFOs on pieces of string. And,
I've always liked like Space Patrol, you know, and Gerry Anderson and that. Oh, yeah. And then after that, I bought them from... Oh, yeah. Yes, right, yeah. And then in animation, I'm really good. And I did Nog the Viking at home now. You know, Nog the Viking?
I remember, not Nog in the Nog.
No, is it? Yeah, it could have been that, but I called it Nog the Viking.
Okay. I remember Nog in the Nog, character. Which had great music.
And I've done Hollywood stars, about 60 Hollywood stars of Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney, all by my mind. And I'd like to have an exhibition. If someone could arrange an exhibition for my work, that I like that.
That may happen.
That may happen.
We're just talking about us.
Okay. Or Steve, yeah?
So did you progress from drawing animation to the computer?
That's right, I got the idea from animation to do characters for my songs. And from those songs I did for the anime, like The Amazing Colossal Man, The Amazing Colossal Cucumber Man. Have you heard the track?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it? You got it. The Amazing Colossal Cucumber Man. Can you play that one? Actually?
Yeah, we will.
Should we try and play the Cucumber Man?
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to work out which track it is.
Yeah.
This is from the CD Giant Man, Giant Plan.
That's right.
Which seems to have something like 66 tracks on it. So take me a little while to find it. You don't remember which one it is, do you?
Not offhand.
Okay. So for Coffee Maker. So the Doctor Strange, Giga Buddha, the Object of Desire, Ice Age, Space Race, Sunny Beach, The Windows Are Open, Taste All the Fruit. Can you see it on there?
I think so.
There are a lot of tracks.
Number six.
Oh, there you go.
Number six track. Yeah.
Right.
You'll love this one. You'll think it's Glenn Manning
right.
doing a dance. The 60-foot track.
So, what was it? We were, before the radio show, we were in the cafe and I was just talking about the lyric content to most of these songs. And I thought that you were improvising over these tracks.
No, I write the songs like Barry Manilow. I write the songs that make the world go round. I write the songs so you can wear the crown. I write the songs, it's only me, Cosmic Dennis. I try to be Cosmic Dennis. You love it, eh? Clap, 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 clap. Thank you.
We were going to say, actually, we were talking and we were hoping you'd do a little performance later, actually. You're going to do an
I'm going to do Jack Jones.
Yeah, and probably in about 15, 20 minutes,
sure,
do like an acapella or something.
Acapella, yeah, sure, yeah.
So how comes you ended up singing over the sort of tapes from
Because I did the cartoons, you know, I did all those characters in cartoons.
So there's a link you had to sing.
I did the drawing, and then I thought to do a theme tune for the character. So that's how I got up 66 tracks.
So each of these tracks is a theme tune for
from
a character.
From a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they're all soundtracks. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize
soundtracks,
that.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And do the films, do they all exist as films? Have you got individual films for all of these, or was it just a sort of...
No, just the drawing and the theme tune, and the theme tune I did.
Right.
And I just took little pieces of music, not from my instrument, and sometimes I use a Casio keyboard, but that was only very rarely. But I used just little pieces, don't I? Steve, can you get Steve?
He's welcome. Any one of the studio audience are welcome to come towards a microphone,
Steve,
and throw a question in or a comment.
About the music I use for my...
Music?
Yeah.
You seem to get it from music that you bought in our shops.
Record Exchange.
Little bits of
Notting Hill
that you bought in our shop, yeah, Notting Hill.
Well, should we bring that in? You all worked at the Music and Video Exchange, yeah?
No.
Three of you?
Three, yeah.
So that was Dennis.
Yeah.
And Baron Mordaunt, otherwise known as Ian. And is it Wayne? Steve.
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 So Dennis didn't work there, he was a customer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, of course, it says patron
That's
on
right.
the on the CD.
Yeah.
So he just would come in And what, buy things?
Or? Buy tapes.
I used to buy a set and CDs and videos. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's how you struck up the relationship?
Yeah, yeah. That's how we did it. And then later he would
and
say,
Ian,
bring his...
Ian started my website out. You set it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you trade it? Did you trade for tapes, Dennis? Did you trade in the music exchanges for tapes, or did you pay cash?
I paid cash.
Cash. Every day I paid cash, didn't I?
That's your mode of transport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you making a living as a cartoon, as a, you know, artist sort of...
He's got an art gallery of my work.
Yeah. Yeah.
In his home. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you were selling the drawings to earn a living?
That's right, yeah. From people, yeah.
Right.
In the bookstore as well, in Notting Hill and Pembridge Road. Yeah.
So when was this? When does this go back to?
At least 20 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
First time I encountered Dennis.
Yeah. Right. And so, Ian, I'm going to ask you a question. I know you don't really want to partake, but it's how did it come about that you decided to record Dennis and sort of put him down on, you know, did you kind of... how did that come about that you hear him singing in the shop and you thought, oh, I better, you know, I want to record this guy?
Or? How are you, Dennis?
Okay.
It's just that people like Steve and Wayne, Carl, one or two other people that worked there, had a lot of tapes that Dennis had made, and there were compilations and so forth that were being played in the shop, and I started the label a few years previous, and just thought it would be a good idea to sequence a load of tracks and a few of the less popular ones.
Dennis
into
bring
something.
His own tapes in then? He'd recorded them at home.
I did,
and brought them to the shop.
Yes. I brought my cassettes to him. Yeah.
That's still the case, you know. Yeah. Dennis will send a few tapes in a jiffy down to Hastings, and I'll commit them to CDR and send them back. And you know, we've been releasing digital EPs in more recent times, four to six tracks, with a recent photo of Dennis, whether albeit outside Greg's or wherever.
And he does EPs for me in Manchester, Boomcat, my website.
Yeah,
right. So are you still recording on cassette?
Yeah, still doing, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Even now?
Yeah, even now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then he presses them onto CD.
I press them into thin air now.
Lovers in the Air.
As MP3s.
Who did Lovers in the Air?
John Paul Young.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Disco 77. Yeah. No, I looked it up on the net.
I heard it on a commercial. Love is in the Air.
Yeah. You're a living a cappella, then.
Yeah. Wow! You're waiting for Jack Jones.
So what were your influences at the time, Dennis? What do you think drew you into this? What, you know, who
I don't
did
know.
You...
I like doing commercial. You know, when I see a commercial on the TV, a television, right. I always know they add snatches of little pieces of music what people don't know, and they haunt you from days to days.
Yeah.
So I got my own back. I took pieces of music, which is haunting, and put it on cassette. And so you'll remember that no one will know what music I played.
Right.
Good.
So would you record something and then double track it? You'd sing over the top? Or,
I put a CD on my, you know, on my DVD. I got a DVD player.
Right.
And then I put my cassette on, then record on my cassette. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And sing at the same time?
Or you sing it over the
over
song.
The top. Yeah. And that would be the coming
that's
track.
It, yeah, that's
okay.
It. Yeah, that's yeah, it. Yeah. That's
so
it, yeah.
But were there any musicians or filmmakers or anything that had an influence on you?
Just music, wasn't it?
So completely...
Just pieces and pieces, little pieces.
Yeah.
You did have a keyboard at one time, didn't you?
A Casio?
Yeah.
A keyboard, yeah. Mm. Oh, you remember that Casio keyboard player I had?
That's right, yeah.
I got it from, yeah.
You got it in the equipment
records. Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned
Lavender Castle.
Lavender Castle, which is track 26.
It sounds great,
on,
great day.
Giant
isn't it? Great day. Yeah.
Okay, shall we have a burst of that?
Yeah. You'll be bouncing at this one. Bouncing on the castle. Because it's the kiddie's gone. Step away and have some fun today. Hooray, hooray for Lavender Castle. You have a ball at Lavender Castle. You are invited to Lavender Castle. We get just a step away and have some fun today. Hooray for Lavender Castle. Lavender Castle's just a step away and have some fun today. Hooray for Lavender Castle. You have a ball at Lavender Castle. You are invited to Lavender Castle. We get just a step away and have
I love that. So we've been
been talking about your various, like, sort of all your back history, I suppose. Yeah. And it's a, sort of an amazing thing to this, all these tapes are finding their way by chance almost.
By into chance, these, yeah. Into and you can ask Ian, I've done EPs and CDs. Yeah. I've
done. And do you, did you ever swap tapes with other people apart from everyone in this room who sort of hoovered up everything you've done?
No, I've still got them in my room, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, 350 B movies I've got in my collection. I just love B movies. They're my offspring, as you could say.
Do you know Jeff Keane? Do you know the work of Jeff Keane, the filmmaker in Brighton?
No. Is he good?
Yeah. He did sort of animated films, and he released a CD recently called Noise Art. I thought it might have been in your kind of area of interest.
Yeah, because I do sort of raw and wild material, you know.
Yeah.
This is a similar stuff. So he used an early, before actually we got onto this, but I was saying to you, did you start to use like an Amiga or an early
No, just that Casio on a couple of themes, that's all.
Because the Jeff Keane stuff, yeah, like you said, it's kind of, it's doing stuff quite raw, there's a lot of energy behind it, and your drawings have a lot of that. It's very fast paced, like your drawings. How long does it take you to come up with these characters? And
not really long, does it? I might do a couple of pictures in one night.
Oh, it's just like bang bang bang.
Cosmic, yeah. Like I did Humphrey Bogart at Potter's Bar with James Cagney and Nog the Viking.
And Nazreen was saying that you still go out into Potter's Bar to the charity shops every day.
Yeah, I like to get material. That's what I go to, and also to help the needed as well.
Right. Well, by buying in charity shops,
I give so much each. I've always done that, haven't I, Steve? Yeah. Gone to charity. I think charity begins at home, as the saying goes. Yeah. It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Do you still find cassettes in charity shops, or are you buying something else? Are you buying CDs?
No, I buy CDs now, don't I, Ian? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, was there nobody in the past that kind of struck a chord, like Wildman Fisher or anybody like that, that you might have encountered in the music and video exchange?
No,
it was just entirely your own.
Just Jack Jones. Can I do Jack Jones now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right. You get ready.
We were going to build up to it, but you're going to burst.
We're ready to go. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, ready when you are.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
People, and you got it on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jack Jones is listening. Hope so. Here we go. Which one do you want?
I don't know Jack Jones' names at all, actually.
You'll know it when you hear it, okay?
You were saying he's a bit like, sort of like in the Frank Sinatra mold. Well, what's Jack Jones's most famous song?
He did If the Picture Paints a Thousand Words. And I can do our song, which was at the London Palladium when he sang it. Okay? I'll do Jack Jones. Eh?
Yep.
Okay. Ready? Okay. Tell me when. Our song won't take very long, because you know it is your song. I do my best and leave the rest up to you. Our song won't take very long, because you know it is your song. It won't take long, because you know it's your song. Oh, lovely. Jack Jones. Great. Jack Jones. Thank you.
You
love that.
Encore. We could have another Jack Jones song if you want. Can you do another Jack Jones song?
Yeah, I can do it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you want to hear another Jack Jones song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can I paint you? The only one is you. The only one is you. I search a thousand ships and finally find the picture was you. The only one is you. The only one is you. And when I fly high in the air, I know it's you.
if a picture you. Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Very strange, Dennis. I was listening to that by Telly Savalas.
Oh, wow. Oh, right. Okay. So, Dennis, you must have had a lot of music as you were growing up, all these sort of classic people.
Yeah, I got it from Record Exchange, the music. Bit of history I've had, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
But I mean, before that, I mean, like childhood, did your parents listen to a lot of music?
Oh, not really, no, no.
No,
no. we're going back way back now. And but I've always been interested in music and movies and in that creative, talented way.
Were you interested in computer games? Because there's very much like you.
Oh yeah, they're like the Xbox.
Yeah, well, I mean, like a lot of your characters, like you could see
they could go on computer, couldn't they? The characters I've done, if they get some ideas, you know, they can make them onto a computer. Set the idea.
Okay. Did you ever try and do this? Did you? Because as we were doing a little bit of research for the show, I came across a sort of discussion board, and it was computer programmers, and they were talking about that you had sent ideas to their offices, their sort of computer.
Oh, I used to do that. Yeah, Sony, and like Sonic the Hedgehog, and that. I did the characters and that, and they got if they get the idea, and then. They might give me some work, cartoon work.
It's all about getting some money.
Yeah, some money coming in. Yeah.
I think, should we go to another track?
Yeah. We could play another track, yeah. Okay. They're great titles, all of them. A lot of them are sort of like cartoon themed, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
right. Then there's on Mother Kelly's doorstep, right in the middle.
Oh yeah, I took that. Roger Corman's in that. I'll play that. Play that one.
Should I play that one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. Chose well there. Then.
Track 44. Corman.
Okay. Take me a couple of minutes to get to him.
Okay. that'll cover right. The B movies I've been talking about. Okay. Roger Corman.
On Mother Kelly's doorstep, down Paradise Way. I met Roger Corman, and he had his way. He made my day to remember long forever on Mother Kelly's doorstep, down Paradise Way.
Yes, I think we heard the sort of tape. The on-off switch at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was quite. Yeah. It's a very raw track.
Yeah.
So, Roger Corman and Mother Kelly's doorstep. What's going on?
What's the
on
connection
there?
Between Roger Corman and Danny LaRue?
Right.
Because Danny LaRue did that song on Mother Kelly's doorstep, and Roger Corman I put in because I thought it'd be comical to have those two together.
So it's like a chance encounter of two.
Yeah, that's
two,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Two characters.
Yeah, no one could ever thought of that.
Yeah. Well, we could play many more tracks. Invasion of the Beetroot People.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that is sci-fi. Yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's rave material.
Yeah. It's what? It's what material?
Rave material.
Is it? Yeah, is it? Comparatively rave material. Okay. We're going straight to Invasion of the Beetroot People.
Oh, man.
Bob's Martin's confused and Bob play games. Bobkins walk and run and have some fun. The Bobkins have their way on this day. The Bobkins have their fun day. The Bobkins confused and Bob play games. Bobkins walk and run and have some fun. The Bobkins have their way.
I'm reliably informed that is the wrong track. That was the Bobkins.
Oh, the Bobkins, the puppets, fact, the puppets.
Yes.
A puppet theme.
This is Invasion of the Beetroot People, hopefully.
That sounded like Invader as well. I know. You run it.
They don't drink root beer, they don't drink root beer, they're very near ear, they're
very near. Have no fear, have no fear. Invasion of the beetroot people are here. Beetroot people are here. They're planting something for the world to know. They're here. Invasion of the beetroot people. They don't drink root beer, they're very near ear. They have no fear ear. The beetroot people are here. They're planting something for the world to know. Invasion of the beetroot people are here. They don't drink root beer, they're very near ear, they have no fear ear. Invasion of beetroot people are here, they're planting something for the world to know. Invasion of the beetroot people are here.
Greetings, citizens. We are the beetroot people. We have been uprooted, and we are coming down to your planet. We are the beetroot people.
Very abrupt ending there. I thought it went on for about another minute at least, but no, that was the end of Invasion. I mean, I'll read a quick review. I mean, there's a video of you on YouTube, isn't there, called Greenwich Meantime?
Is it? I didn't know.
It's like a little documentary someone made about you.
Really?
You're in a studio space and they're asking you questions.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ollie.
Ollie? Yeah.
That's about what, 7 minutes? 7 minutes long or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So people can go to YouTube. If you go to Greenwich Meantime on YouTube, you can see a 7 minute clip of Dennis sort of talking to camera and a bit of performing. And we were just talking to Ian of Mordant Music, who apparently since the CD came out, about 400 CDs have been sold sort of worldwide. Yeah. And you mentioned WFMU. Dennis, were you on? Did something transpire there? Was there a program on?
There's a chap called Irwin. I can't pronounce his surname. It might be Chussid, but he played, you know, maybe a dozen of Dennis's tracks.
Oh, right.
Over two or three nights, and he picked up on it. But I think his show is geared towards, you know, Dennis's thing. Anyway, but it's a good response, and you know, the CD still sells, and there are ongoing EP releases, so maybe people find those for the first time, maybe via Boomcat, and then they might backtrack. So there's still a bit of stock, you know, hanging around. But
are the cassettes unique? The cassettes that Dennis would bring in, were they just like one-offs? Do they come with hand-drawn? And do they have any kind of value? Are they like collector's pieces, or
they have value that they're the genuine article? But sometimes you re-record, them, and you know, often there might be just one song in the middle of a tape and nothing else. So
The
tapes will go back and forth. So there's probably lot of erased and buried bits and pieces along the way as well.
But there's not some cult market people come in saying,
maybe. You know, there's not a definitive discography for Dennis, I can assure you. You know, I almost got lynched for leaving one or two of the things off of the CD just because, you know, it's impossible to know, you know. But, you know, there is potential, I think, for more releases, albeit digital ones, maybe.
Right. So Chris was asking you, Dennis, about your kind of earlier years.
Oh, yes.
How did you get to the point where you were kind of in Soho doing drawings and Flickr books and so on? What did you go to art school or?
I took a night college course of art animation, cartoons and that, in the evening. And from there on, they said I had potential to do cartoons. And when they gave me that idea, I went to Wardle Street to open my Flickr.
Yeah.
And
Where was the night school? Which night school was this? Whereabouts?
It was a college.
In London, though? I mean, do you remember?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Whereabouts, do you remember?
I think in South Kent College.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. And is that where you're from? Were you born in London?
No, I was born in America. And I'm in New York in...
Greenwich
Village.
Oh.
That's right. It's on my CD. Yeah?
Okay. So you were born in America?
That's right, yeah.
And when did you come over to here?
Oh, because I was working for a movie company for 11 years.
In America?
Well. Yeah, and then I came over here for transactions.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, so how old were you when you came over?
I was in my teens.
What made you come? Did you come on your own? Were your parents
coming? No, I had people, National Screen Services. Our main office is in Times Square, near Madison Square.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that was like the parent company.
That's right, yeah.
So you were actually working in the industry then?
That's right, yeah, 11 years. Well, no, okay. Steve. American company, right. National Screen Services.
Right. So what happened? How did you kind of... Did you, you know, get disillusioned with it? Or they stopped employing you?
I was working there 11 years, but they didn't put any more staff on. And the pressure got so great, I had to leave. Because no person can do the... whole work on themselves.
Right. Yeah. So what happened when you left then? Where did you go?
I was out of work for some time, and that's how I sold my pictures to get the comeback. Yeah.
You sold pictures?
Yeah.
Right. I see.
I was out of work.
Yeah.
There's lots of... It's funny hearing these answers, because on the CD there's a lot of lyrics to read into. So
yeah,
like there's like tiny specks of... autobiographical information, like one of the ones is like Flickers in Soho, and you think, wonder what Flickers is, and then you realise
it's a book where you know Donald Duck. I did Donald Duck, and also in between that, when doing the animation, I was a runner taking tapes to various movie theatre.
Okay, yeah. Right, working for the studio. It's like a sort of
It was in Wardour Street. Set in Wardour Street, yeah. But in the spare time I had to do two jobs in one day as a runner, you know, taking videos.
Yeah.
So it's always been in your blood, the movies.
Always
and the
been
film.
In my blood since I was a Tina Bob. Yeah. Tina Bob. Hey, Tina Bob. You love that, yeah?
Tina Bob.
I make a song about Tina Bob. A beep bop, beep bop, beep boo.
Do you have.
Betty Boo.
Do you have a scrapbook where you have like songs that you haven't recorded yet? Do you write stuff down?
I just get a piece of paper and I write the songs, you know, and lyrics.
So you always do it straight away?
Yeah.
So when the song comes to you, you're like, right, I'm going to record this now.
That's right. I'll let you give you an idea of the ones I've done that are coming into the pipeline on Ian's website very soon, okay? These are the songs.
Are you going to give us a little flavour?
Is it on the air?
Yeah, it's always on the air.
Okay. It's always on the air. Love is in the air. I've done Helter Skelter.
Oh, right.
I see you like that one, Helter Skelter.
What, the Beatles, Charles Manson sort of like
that? Yeah,
that's
it, but in a different version.
Okay.
Runaway Train I've done.
What's that about?
You know, the movie Runaway Train?
No.
It was on Film 4, the Runaway Train.
The Runaway Train came over the hills and blew. Not that one. No, The Runaway Train with John Voight in it.
That's it, yeah.
You're right.
I've done that, but in a different fairy tale way.
Right. Yeah.
Going to the edge of the world, I've done.
What's that about? I mean, apart from what it sounds like, but I mean, where's the influence from that? It's another B movie?
It takes you into a tropical paradise, going to the edge of the world. And if you've got the price, then... you know, it's in that sort of vain way. You'll love that one. You'll love that, yeah. That goes with Runaway Train, by the way. Because you're running away and you're going to another edge of the world.
Right.
That's very good. Wow. Yeah.
Why is he interested in Jack Jones?
I just love Jack Jones. He's been my favourite.
Really?
Yeah. I always went to see him if I could. Could you try and get tickets for me if he's on tour?
I can try it. All right. If he's on, if I see his name pop up and he's performing at the Albert Hall or wherever it might be.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Does he tour still? I mean, he must be.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's about 70. Where is he?
I think he toured last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
He's about 73 now. 73.
Is that still an ongoing?
Palladium.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
You mentioned it, Dennis.
Yeah, that's right. Year. It's about 73 now.
Okay.
So you must count Jack Jones as one of your influences then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were...
You know, Manchester, they love Jack Jones, don't they?
They do.
You were kind of adamant that you were just a pure entity producing this music. But,
Jack Jones.
You know,
yeah.
There's all this. So did you like other crooners of this kind of style?
No, like? Just Jack Jones.
So not Tony Bennett then?
No, no.
Because he became quite sort
or
of...
Al Martino,
was,
no.
No?
No. No. No.
Right. All right.
And did you ever... You know the music that you were singing over the top of? Were there some tapes that you particularly liked more than others? And so when you went back into the record with the tape exchange, you asked for that band or that group?
Not really, no. I just like the music I was going to use for my songs.
You just prefer it was random, like,
yeah,
whatever
like
you found.
Soundtracks, I just spliced them together and they gelled and there you go.
Have you still got your tape decks?
Though? Huh?
You still got your tape decks?
Yeah, I still got my cassette recorder, yeah. That's how I do my music now, over the DVD player.
Shall we play another track?
Yeah,
from,
sure. It's interesting, isn't it? Good,
yeah.
Interesting evening.
Any particular... any
ooh, any particular
that?
One?
What was that?
That was Dennis hitting the microphone.
That was the boom. The boom. I just hit the boom.
Any requests?
Let's have...
Octavia, that was nice.
Octavia
was like a... Like
Octavia
a fantasy land.
Track
do you like that
51.
One?
Yeah, okay.
Play that fantasy land.
That's this one. Okay.
Cosmodeus. Quite a noisy track.
Yeah, that was Octavia.
Octavia.
Shall I just read out? There's a little statement that is on the internet. So it's about some of your tracks. There's somebody, I can't remember where this review comes from. It says, "The amazing colossal cucumber man might be the single daftest piece of music you'll ever hear, making outsider songwriter luminaries like Wesley Willis sound like Bono." It's actually a bit like hearing an uncle you've never liked pretending he's Mark E. Smith over the top of some hold music. It's hard to tell whether Dennis is for real or a mere character invented for a bad show at the Edinburgh Fringe, but certainly the harrowing trance sing-along invasion of the Beetroot people touches on a kind of lunacy that's hard to fake. I don't know who wrote that, but that's
that's
on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a compliment.
Is it? Okay. Sounded in bad taste, didn't it? Yeah. Lunacy, yeah. I just do my best.
Do you want to tell... We're going to play a selection of tracks in a minute, but do you want to tell us a little bit about the track we just heard, Octavia?
Octavia? I got the idea from like a James Bond theme. I thought it'd be Octopussy, and that gave me the idea to do Octavia.
Right.
I thought it sounded like a James Bond theme.
And where are the lyrics about? Do you remember?
You heard it just now.
Yeah, but I mean...
You mean you didn't remember?
Going through another dimension.
Come on. You failed the test. Does anybody remember? No.
Okay. So we're going to have... because it's, you can probably hear, it's actually sweltering in the studio and the
sure
windows
is,
are open. We're going to have a couple of... summer-based songs. So we're
sunny
gonna
day, have, sunny day.
Yeah, we're gonna have in order. We're gonna have Ice Age, then Sunny Beach, and then Brighton Day.
Okay.
So, right. So
you could do. Is there Satellite Beach on? Is Satellite,
oh yeah, I like that one.
That's with the monsters.
Though. That's 37. Actually, 30, let's have 37.
Should we have 37 first?
Yeah, yeah,
that's got all the monsters in it with Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
And Rodan, everything. Yeah.
I'll say Rodan is from the. That's from Godzilla, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right. Japanese. That's, yeah.
Not right. Okay. Should we play that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Satellite Beach, you try to reach. Horror Party, Space Dracula, Space Frankenstein, Space Mafia, and Rodan. Satellite Beach, you try to Satellite Beach, you try to reach. Horror Party, Space Dracula, Space Frankenstein, Space Mothia, Rodan. Satellite Beach, you try to reach. Space Monsters, Party Down! Satellite Beach, you try to reach. Horror Party, Space Dracula, Space Frankenstein, Space Mothia, Rodan. Satellite Beach, you try to reach. Space Monsters, Party Down!
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM with William English and Chris Weaver, and today's guest, Dennis Greenidge.
Celebrity, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of some sort of, yes, we're privileged to have you here.
Very much so. Thank you.
Because it's sort of, I suppose public performances are quite rare, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are, yeah.
Have you? Do you perform publicly? I mean, do you ever kind of, you know, perform in small clubs or anything? Or?
Not yet, never.
I think, Ian, you were saying that there had been a plan to do something on...
Maybe with Johnny Mugwump's night. So there's still some potential for Dennis to come along and
But
and
presumably
perform.
This kind of thing is quite rare then. I mean, have there ever been public performances before?
Not as far as I know. Right. I mean, the performance for Ollie's video...
That's the only...
There was a PA system in a hall.
Yeah. Great.
So that one's been captured for posterity. Yeah. But,
Right.
Maybe after this, you know, Dennis is a kind of
Indeed.
Feeling like
yes.
going public.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Right. Chris?
Right. Yeah, I was just... No, exactly answered my question, really.
Oh.
I
would be,
you want be sunny, really... You want Sunny Day now? Sunny Day?
Well... Okay, we can do.
Sunny Day with Surf, Satellite Beach.
What's that, track 20?
Actually, let's have Ice Age first, because that's one of my favourite tunes.
Ice Age, okay.
Okay, all right.
The weather report is going to be overcast with clouds and rain, but they will disperse to bring out a sunny day. Enjoy all the way. Sunny beach, you reach, you teach. The weather report is going to be overcast with clouds and rain, but they disperse to bring out a sunny day. Enjoy all the way. Sunshine, enjoy the band, enjoy the sunny beach, sun and sand, enjoy the tan, sunny beach, you will reach.
Darling, I love you.
Well, that ended with the Daleks, indeed. Yeah. Now, I've just been told that you have a particular technique for mixing cassettes.
I do, yeah. I get just little pieces of music, and I think if the song goes well with my writing my song, I just put it on. You know, that rhythm, and it rhymes too. I just did it, didn't I?
Okay. Good. Well, that was, yeah, that's sort of...
That's the end, right? Yeah. Good.
But yeah. Do you use two... specifically, you press play on one machine.
On the DVD, and then I go to my cassette
but for
and
these,
record. Yeah.
You were sort of looping sections, so you might stop it and rewind.
No,
and
no,
press
no,
play.
No. I just play a track and press on my Zapper.
What's your Zapper? The remote.
Yeah, Zapper. and then if the song goes well with my words, I'd play and sing.
But you don't pause the recording.
No, you just
do it all live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And okay, we're going to sort of
close down.
We recommend it that we kind of end several times.
Yeah. Close down.
So we can have suggestions for
any
ending for the
I
next 15 minutes.
I was going to say, before we go, do you want to do another a cappella song? Do you fancy doing another piece? I mean, because as we were saying, how rare it is for you to do a public outing, do you want to do another? Would you like to, if you can still remember the lyrics, do you want to do something?
I could do Love Boat, Jack Jones, if you want, but in a different way. do Jet Love Boat.
No, I was going to suggest, why don't you do one of your pieces?
No, I'd rather do Love Boat, okay. and then we can float away and have a great day.
What about Jack Jones?
Jack Jones,
should we have Jack Jones?
Okay. I think that's the consensus.
All right.
Tell me when.
Give me 1 second to.
All right, Nancy. You okay, Nancy? Are you okay, Dad, at the back there?
Yeah.
Sitting in the back row with the Beverly sisters there. Sitting in the back row. Anyway, that's another song.
All right, so Jack Jones.
Okay. Love Boat. A great cruise, you know it's a love boat, so you can booze that love boat, floating away into the sky, love boat. Now you know why that love boat. Floating away, having a great day with the waves. Have your way, that love boat. Wow! Charles Fox did that, yeah. Thank you.
Dennis Greenidge at the Palladium next.
Thank you. They love that. Out listeners out there.
Should we have some more?
Are we going to have
some
another
music?
Off the.
Then
off
I can have a coffee after, yeah?
Yeah,
you can have one. Loads of coffee.
Okay. Yeah, thank
we'll,
you.
We'll all go for coffee.
Yeah. So we have track 33, which is 33. Brighton Day.
What's it
you
called?
Like that, Wayne?
33. Lapo? Brighton
you
Day.
You heard that one, yeah?
Brighton Day.
You steep?
Not to be confused with Night and Day.
No.
No.
Brighton the place.
Right.
Brighton Day. Has a Brighton way, sunny south is going down. Brighton day has a Brighton way, dance the night away. Brighton day has a Brighton way, be free with Brighton way. Brighton day has a Brighton way. Sunny sounds going down. Brighton day has a Brighton way. Dance the night away. Brighton day. Brighton way. Be free with Brighton way. Brighton day has a Brighton way. Sunny sounds going down. The Brighton day has a Brighton way. Dance the night away. Brighton day has a Brighton way. Be free with Brighton way.
Right. Okay. Well, we're sort of getting close to the end. Thank you very much to Dennis Greenidge for coming in.
I'm glad you invited me. Thank you.
Plus your supporters, your occupational therapist, your Baron Mordant from Mordant Music, Wayne and Steve, and someone else, and Chris Weaver, of course. Weaver, and me, William English. So, Chris, do you want to wind up? What's the left?
Yeah.
To
say? So we're just going to play out with a couple of the sort of classic tracks on this record. We're going to go to the final track on the album, which is almost like a recorded message that you were leaving on tapes, saying if you like this music, get in touch.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Here's my phone number.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. Play that.
Did you have people responding and
not yet. I expect I very well soon will. After the response here. Thank you.
Have you ever considered a career in radio?
Huh?
A career in radio?
No, I like a radio.
That's a leading question.
As a DJ?
Exactly.
Yeah, they love me there. I can do all the songs.
Which track is it? The
So, do you want to just say goodbye to the audience?
Yes, okay. Thank you for listening in. And I'm Cosmic Dennis, and there's only one Cosmic Dennis. Thank you this afternoon. Have had a great day, and I'll remember it all the way. Thank you. lovely. Thank you.
So what's track now?
So now it's message number 2, which is track 65.
65.
it's a lot of, it's a lot of spinning on
I got
the CD.
That. Okay.
This is Dennis Greenidge. Any sounds you have heard? Give me a call on. Stay cosmic and stay cool. Do anything you wanna. I wanna be an astronaut. Do anything you wanna. I want to be an astronaut. I wanna go to the solar planets. I wanna fly in space. I wanna be an astronaut. Do anything you wanna. Do anything you wanna. I wanna be an astronaut. To go to the solar planets. I wanna fly in space. Do anything you wanna.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you heard, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.